372, lesson 180. Now, when we raise our mind to God, you know, that's the essence of praying. Sometimes you can raise your mind to God, think about God without saying much word. Just looking at the tabernacle, Jesus there, looking at a holy picture to help you to pray. So even if that word, if you raise your mind to God, that's prayer already. But when we pray, we quite often we also can make the distinction of four types of prayer. We praise God for the good thing that He gave us. We give thanks. You know, we praise God for Himself. We thank God for the good thing He gave us. We are asked sorry for our sin, that's contrition. And then we pray for something, we ask for something, that petition. So another way to get it somehow in our mind is ALTS or ACTS. You know, ask or add. A for adoration. So we adore God, we praise Him. R for reparation, make up for our sin. Or C for contrition. T, thanksgiving. And S, supplications. So that's when we pray, we do that. And I think we did the exercise before, you know, at the Mass. When people say, Lord have mercy, that's reparation. When people say, the Gloria, that adoration. Holy, holy, that adoration. The preface, thanksgiving. And then a lot of other prayer that we do at Mass are petition. And when we pray, we should pray with attention, knowing that God is present. Quite often I like to use that simple memory aid. You know, we just use the act or art, you know, ACTS or ALTS. Another one I like to use is PATH, P-A-T-H. P for perseverance, you have to keep on praying, don't give up. And A for attention. And then T for trust. And H for humility. So we good qualities prayer. So perseverance, we shouldn't give up praying. We have to always keep on praying. And St. Thomas Aquinas teach us, if we, our prayer, if four conditions are there, our prayer is going to work for sure. And those four conditions are that we pray for ourselves, okay? We pray for what is necessary for salvation. The second condition is that, right, we pray for what is necessary for salvation. Not just pray to win the 649 or, you know, but pray what is necessary for salvation. Third, you pray piously, respecting God, you know, piously. And then persistently, number four, with perseverance, we have to keep on praying. If those four conditions are there, then the prayer will be, I think he used the word infallible. It will be working.
With what you just said, you pray to win the lottery, is that considered greed?
I think so. Yeah. Quite possible, yeah. You know, but you know, sometimes, I do tell you there's a true story. There have been people who pray to win the lottery and they won because of necessity. Because, you know, there are nuns in China, I think it's in China, they need the money to go back home. So they make a novena, 9 days prayer, buy the lottery, and they won the money, and they were able to go back home because they need the money. And then also Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Mother, he died as a young man, 24 years of age. His brother have problem, I think have gambling or some addictive problem. I forgot, is that, I think it's gambling. Or alcohol. I forgot what he addicted to. But anyhow, he was really in need of money. So St. Gabriel actually appeared to him to reprove him of his wrongdoing and addiction. But he also know his need, so he gave him a few numbers he can use to buy the lottery. So he bought that and then he won the money, and so he was able to be out of his situation, his difficult situation. So sometimes God can work through the lottery to help people. Yeah. Yes. So when we pray for spiritual things, you know, that will be pleasing to God. You know, that we pray that we can stay away from sin, we can go become holy, love God more, make to heaven. Those are pleasing to God, and those are important for our salvation. For material things, God will give us, it is good for our soul. So for material things, you know, you pray in a way, if it is your will, you know. So because we're not sure, sometimes we think that it's indispensable. We think that item is indispensable. We think that relationship is indispensable. But God knows better than we do. You know, is that going to be harmful for us or not? He knows way better than we do. You know, sometimes we are like children, no? We think that those devices are indispensable. But sometimes grandparents and parents, they know, take it away, you know, this is harmful for you. You know, so they know what to do, right? But, you know, sometimes we are like that too, you know? Yeah. We are like children. Oh, like the cats, you know. You know, they have a new home now, my cats, you know. But you know, when I had to transfer them, it was an ordeal. They don't want to live. You know, I wish I can talk like a cat to tell them, come on, it's a better home you're going to. You know, don't cling to your miserable house. You know, but you know, they don't know.
You got rid of
your
cats? Huh? You got rid of your cats?
Yeah, I have no time for them. And they would not take them. I thought it was the best home they can go to, you know. Yeah. If the animal going from my home to their home, you know, they have the beautiful balcony. And the beautiful sacristy. The sacristy. I like the sacristy. Yeah. Anyhow. The walk-in closet, I mean. Okay. Turn to the next page. The next lesson. Actually, I forgot. Actually, P A A attention. Attention actually is about that. You know, when we pay attention, when you talk to somebody important, what do? You pay attention to the person. You also pay attention to what you are talking about. So when you are praying, two kinds of attention. And more than two, but you know, two important types of attention. You pay attention to who you pray to, right? So when you're in the church, you face the tabernacle. Jesus is there. Or sometimes at home, you use some statue to help you to focus on who are you praying to. Huh? But also the content. What are you talking about? So with rosary, you think about Jesus with Mary. You know, the word being said, the Our Father. Think about the meaning of the word. Think about the word and each of the word and think about the meaning. You know, that's a good way to focus your attention. So the content and the one you are praying to. And then trust. We have to trust in God, knowing that He knows the best. We think what is important for us might not be good for us, but God knows what is the best for us. We need to trust. And then also humility, humble. That, you know, we pray with a humble heart. And so that's why when we know, you know, some oftentimes pride is the obstacle for us to obtain grace. And so it's important for us to acknowledge our own sinfulness. We do that at the beginning of the Mass, right? We humble ourselves before God when we start praying. And so, and also knowing that because God knows better than we do, when you are with two people are there, you know, one is really wise, the other is not so wise. Who taught more? Quite often, the one who is not wise will listen to the wise person, right? A lot of times like that. So when we are with God, you know, God is the most wise one. We are the foolish one. So we are there to listen to. You know, prayer is a time to let God speak to us. You know, it's not just we tell God what to do. You know, we cannot change His mind. But actually, it's God telling us what is His will. A lot of time in prayer, it's we who God changed, not God. So, and sometimes God wants to give us something, but prayer, when we pray, we exercise desire that stretch the capacity of our heart to actually receive what God wants to give us. So, PATH, perseverance, attention, trust, and humility. Okay, let's go 183. 181, 374. What are you laughing at again?
The look on her face.
Huh?
The
Yeah, she always has a terrible look on her face.
Yeah. So, pray when tempted.
Not yeah. Praying very well.
I don't know what she is being tempted. Oh, I think with the man tempted to be angry. Okay. I don't know what they are tempting her, you know. It's very hard to say from this picture. Okay, we should pray before meal, grace at meals. Oh, did we pray grace before we eat?
No.
Oh, okay, we have to do it when we eat again, okay? Okay, pray and then pray night prayer before you go to bed. It's good to pray in the morning and the evening. And a good way to do, you know, St. Anthony the Padua recommend people to pray three Hail Marys. So when you get up, say three Hail Marys. Ask Our Lady to help you to be pure and holy during the day. And then before you go to bed, pray three Hail Marys. You know, ask Our Lady to help you to protect you during the night. Did you get that? Three Hail Marys in the morning and three in the evening. Good job. And then also pray with the family, the rosary, huh? Pray when tempted, and don't know what they are tempted. You know, maybe he's angry, so I have to fight against anger. Maybe the woman was timid, you know. I don't know what they are. Okay. Anyhow, so I think is a lot of things here is we already talked about. You know, God listened to our prayer. We may not obtain what we pray for because God knows what is best for us. Sometimes we, for spiritual things, we can pray, you know, to grow, to become holy, to flee from sin. You would never get wrong with that. That's what God wants us to pray for. Material things, we are not exactly sure. Is that really what God wants us to have? You know, so we have to pray, you know, if it is your will, you know. So, and then we have prayer, mental prayer and vocal prayer. If you quietly meditate, you know, no word, that mental prayer. If you pray with word, saying out loud, that vocal prayer. But if you, of course, a lot of time vocal prayer is also combined with mental prayer, because when you pray the rosary, the repetition of the Hail Marys help you to focus your mind to think about Jesus. The repetition of the Divine Mercy help you to focus your mind to think about the Passion of Jesus. And then you can use your own word as well when you pray. And then the standard word that already there help our prayer to be also being objective. Because sometimes, as I say, oftentimes we don't want to desire. You know, we will desire for material things. But a lot of time, the prayer, our Father or the prayer at Mass, they really help us to decide for the right thing, for spiritual thing that we're supposed to be praying for. All the time when people pray, they might think about material things all the time. They think about, you know, oh, how I wish I would have a better salary. How I wish I would have better food tomorrow. You know, how I wish I would be able to go on a good vacation this year, you know. So, lots of time we have temporal desire. But you know, when we follow the prayer carefully at the Mass, at the prayer of the Church, like morning, evening prayer, then those prayers actually help us to pray for and desire for something that we ought to desire, more of the supernatural, the spiritual thing, the spiritual blessing and good that we ask. And then also, sometimes you might have distraction during prayer. If it's not willful and you do your best, it's okay. You know, it's something that helps us to grow more. It gain merit for us, help us to gain merit actually, because you know we are doing our best. What is not right is willful distraction. You know, you got distracted and then you just purposely just got distracted even more. You know, so that will be not good. So, and we can pray, you know, different time and place. You can always raise your mind to God. You can say some short prayer. You know, some people, I know many pious people, when they are driving, because driving usually don't offer your full attention, you can listen to the radio, to some religious thing, or you can pray the rosary, Divine Mercy, easily. So people do pray, you know, when they are doing different things. Maybe a bit hard to ride the bike and pray at the same time. That would be a bit hard, right? Yeah.
And get distracted.
Yeah, but you told me to use your car. Yeah. Don't ride the bike. Yeah, but the bike is only for exercise. Yeah.
I haven't been riding as much. Kim's happier.
Yeah. Listen to Kim. She's wise. Yeah. So we can pray at home, at work, you know, in the company of others, even on the street. The best prayer, of course, is in the church because it's the hall consecrated for prayer. That's the hall consecrated for prayer. But it's also good to have some place in your home that is set aside for prayer. A prayer corner, a prayer room, you know. Have some place at your house that's set aside for prayer would be a good idea. You know, the hermitage, for example. You know. Okay. Questions? No question. Now, how to meet the sign of the cross? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Use your right hand. When you meet the sign of the cross, you profess two important articles of faith, or two important truths of the faith. The Blessed Trinity, and also Jesus died on the cross for us, redemption. Trinity and redemption are the two important doctrines that we profess by making the sign of the cross. So we make the sign of the cross at the beginning of our prayer and also at the end of our prayer. Okay. And then also some prayer we do like glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Father, Hail Mary, Apostle Creed, we should know them. We've prayed that today already. And then also, you know, some other prayer, you see, actually, if you want the prayer, they are printed. They are all printed on page 404. Okay. You can learn those prayers by heart. You know that? Yeah. 404. Okay, so let's take a break, you know, and then we bless the food, 405, you know, blessing before meals. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Bless us, O Lord, and this thy gift which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ our Lord, Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.